This is the Edmund Lowe Library. It's one of the central fixtures on the OSU campus, and pretty much anyone who comes to OSU gets a picture of this library. It's a really cool-looking structure. It's modeled after another library, I think something at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. I could be wrong about that. I know the architecture on this is not unique. It's modeled after something. I just don't know what. This photo illustrates a limitation of the 50mm lens in that I had to stand way back just to get most of the building. I'm like way far back here because the angle of view is so narrow on that 50mm lens. And a few things had to all come together to make this photo possible. It had to be a sunny day. I liked that there were no clouds, so the skies were all clear, and no people. That combination doesn't happen all that often. And I like this photo, but I had to do a lot in post, and I kind of wish I hadn't done as much as I did. I don't like doing that much editing. Nothing super major. I brightened the colors. I made the sky a richer blue to more accurately reflect how it looked when I took the photo. And I even removed someone coming out the door on the right-hand side. I'm not especially proud of that, but I try and make my photos represent what it looked like when I was taking the photo. And certainly there were a few times when I was taking this photo that no one was coming out the door. So I guess I justify it in that regard, that at some point there was no one at the doors. And so it's okay if I just remove that person in Photoshop, because that did happen at some point. Maybe I'm just trying to justify stuff for no good reason here. There's a few errors. If you look closely around the tower, you can see parts of it are sort of brighter. I'm not very good with some post-processing, and I messed up when I was doing the editing. I don't even remember what I was doing, probably a little bit of selective color enhancement. But that's one of the dangers of post-processing. If you do it poorly, you can tell, and I don't think I did this one very well at all. But that's okay. I mean, it's a learning experience. And anytime I take a photo I'm not really pleased with, I try and look at it from that angle. Like, maybe I'm not pleased with the photo, but hopefully I learned something from it. So what did I learn? In this photo, there's nothing super different or difficult or complicated, but I like it. It's a nice photo, and certainly there's thousands of others just like it. But hey, this is the one I took, so that's why I like it.